The story this week is the story of John the Baptist and his preaching. It follows the birth narrative in Luke, but it is in the overall sequence of the framework of thinking about the coming of Jesus. This is waiting for, it's preparation for the coming of the kingdom of God. This is the story, this is a public story. So the tone is of public utterance, of John's preaching is the dominant element in this story. And so the last five episodes of this are John's preaching. So the and it opens with that, with Jesus, with John's first words. So the most important element of telling this story is the development of the character of John the Baptist, and of discovering his voice, his spirit. The structure of the episodes of the story is relatively easy to identify in relation to topics. So the first is the introduction to John's preaching and the prophecy of Isaiah, that is the fulfillment or the background of that preaching, the marks of John's authenticity as a prophet, the coat of camel's hair and the leather girdle and or belt and his food of locusts and wild honey are not weird primarily. They are the signs of a prophet because these are the same characteristics that Elijah had. And so that's what that verbal thread is about, is bringing back the memories of Elijah. And then the speech is first the warning to the Pharisees and Sadducees who were coming. And the whole speech is addressed to them. So it is addressed to your audience as Sadducees and Pharisees by John the Baptist. So in the telling of this story, you are primarily John the Baptist speaking to Pharisees and Sadducees who were coming for baptism. So the tone of you brood of vipers and these five episodes, the warning about being fleeing from the wrath to come, about bearing fruit worthy of repentance, of the ancestor, of the axe being laid at the trees, of the significance of baptism, and the sorting of the wheat and the chaff. Those five thematic elements in John's speech are each a separate move in relation to his address to the Pharisees and Sadducees. So think of your listeners as being sympathetic, you know, wanting baptism, and of being prepared for that. But very strong words from John to the audience then as Pharisees and Sadducees. Don't think of the Pharisees and Sadducees as being someone else who we are talking about. It is rather addressed to us, that is to our congregation, to your listeners as the Pharisees and Sadducees. The overall framework of this in terms of verbal threads, the primary verbal thread that runs through this is repent. Repent is the word at the beginning. It's the first word of Jesus or of John the Baptist's speech. It is the last word of the warning to the Pharisees and Sadducees. It is the first line of the baptism episode. I baptize you with water for repentance. So that's the major verbal thread that connects these stories. The other major verbal thread is the theme of and the words around baptism. So John the Baptist. They were baptized by him in the River Jordan. The Pharisees and Sadducees were coming to him for baptism. John's first words in the baptism episode, "I baptize you with water for repentance." So, and he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. That theme of Baptist baptizing, that's a verbal thread that connects the episodes of the story. This is sort of the founding story of all Baptists. It is about waiting with a spirit of examination and of turning your head around, which is what repent means, and orienting your mind and your spirit toward the kingdom of God that is coming.